Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Perez, and today I am being joined by my good friend April.
Hello!
That is April. And today we got another sitcom episode for you guys. Yeah, we did.
Maybe you have to say it that way or it's illegal or something.
Martin? Is that how we have to say it?
Mm-hmm, like that.
Okay.
Martin! Like that, or it's illegal,
or like the theme song, Martin.
Yeah,
Martin.
Yeah.
that's how you got to do it, apparently, according to April.
Legal, so, otherwise.
We did.
Jail.
Oh, I don't want to go to jail. We got the first Halloween episode from Martin. It was from season 1, episode 10, "The Night He Came Home." It was originally aired on October 29th, 1992.
How long did this show go on for, you think?
This show went on, I'm almost positive, it went on for like 5 seasons. From 92 all the way to 97. So
well,
it went
for a
while.
I remember liking the show, but mm-hmm. We just got through watching this. I haven't seen it probably since it used to be on TV or reruns on TV or whatever, and all I could think was is wow, it continued after this episode. It was a little boring. I mean, there were definitely some funny moments, but I think I've seen funnier stuff randomly pop up on my Facebook feed tonight.
Well, this wasn't
not that I was watching Facebook or nothing.
This wasn't the best episode of Martin, but it was a Halloween. No. It was a Halloween one, and I remember watching this one not as a kid. I might have been a kid. I think I was, I don't know, maybe like 10 years old or something when I first saw this episode. And it kind of scared me because of the end. The ending always freaked me out. It still freaks me out. I don't like the ending.
I remember thinking, I watched this show. I don't remember it as well as I could. Mm-hmm. But I did remember when Tommy started doing his possession thing after a bit. I remembered, oh yeah, when I watched this the first time, I remember thinking, I feel bad for that guy having to leave his tongue out so long.
Right. Well, I'm pretty sure they did it in sections. Right. They cut it
I
at
know,
one point.
But it felt like it took forever for him to get him to put his tongue away. And have you ever had your tongue hanging out a really long time? That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it could be uncomfortable, and you could probably accidentally bite yourself.
Yeah, I've bitten my tongue. It was painful.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Here's a helpful reminder, folks, for your tongue safety. Don't bite your tongue. You're welcome.
Yeah, don't bite it because you'll get some nasty sores. All right, so let's get this episode started. It starts with Roscoe. He's knocking on Gina's door the night or the morning before Halloween. I'm not sure exactly when.
6 a.m. the morning before Halloween.
And what does he want? He wants to sell her some candy.
Yeah, for $20.
$20 for a little box of candy.
Who is it?
It's Roscoe.
It is 6 o'clock in the morning. Does your mother know you're out?
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Roscoe, Halloween is not until tomorrow night. I don't even have any candy yet.
Good. See, that's what I'm here for. So buy these toffee candies. They're only $20 a box.
I'm not paying that much. That's too expensive.
Little witch.
he needs to wipe his nose.
Well, he's supposed to be a little kid. Little kids are supposed to have dirty noses.
No, they should wash their noses all the time.
All right.
Come thanks. On, if your kid had a snotty nose, you'd wash their nose.
Yeah, because it's parent, but Roscoe's usually always by himself.
Poor abused child. I thought it was really clever how he used the vampire cape to hide in the back of his feet, or his legs, or you know what I mean.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
But I don't like Roscoe because I don't like the snotty nose.
All right. Well, then fast forward to the next scene.
They're in Martin's apartment, and they're watching the classic horror film Nosferatu, mm-hmm. you know, the black and white movie. And yeah. honestly, I tried watching that a long time ago, but I found it boring. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's very boring.
It's just too boring.
Black and white movies like that kind of freak me out.
They freak you out? I thought they were boring.
No, I don't like the off time of them walking and stuff.
What do you mean?
Because it's all off time. Like, there's like, it doesn't look like a normal person walking. It kind of just like you see somebody walking every five to 6 seconds or something. It's all off time.
Okay,
it's weird.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. That kind of stuff like way freaks me out.
Does that mean dub movies freak you out?
Yeah.
Where their mouth quits moving, but the words are still coming out because they're trying to catch up with another language?
Yeah, if it doesn't look normal, then it'll freak me out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I was pretending to do that, but then I realized there's no video, so that didn't work. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. No, so, yeah, either way, Martin's sitting on the floor watching the movie with Cole and Tommy and mm-hmm. Gina.
Gina.
And the friend?
Pam. Yeah.
The four of them are all scared. Wait, is Pam there?
No,
Pam's not there. She
no,
shows
she's
up
not there.
At the party.
Yeah.
But she's not at the movie. Right. Sorry. Pam is not there, minus Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of them are scared, and Martin's making fun of them for being chickens, or as he puts it, girls.
Yeah.
Which then it was kind of funny. Because those two guy friends that were just as scared a moment ago gets on his side and is like, yeah, women are the easiest to scare, and they're the scaredest of all the scaredy scareds. And I'm like, you guys were just scared of a black and white movie 2 seconds ago. Are
yeah.
you scared of ladybugs, too?
Well, they're trying to be cool with Martin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Martin's all
so,
trying to be the tough
and then
tough
they drink a lot of juice.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice
yes,
that?
Yes, that is... I did notice they've always had a lot of juice... I'm not quite sure why, but that series has a lot of juice.
Yeah, they like to drink.
Juice.
Yes, drinkers.
Okay, so then, okay. What happened after that? So the...
Well, Martin
and then
pretty
gonna,
much...
Oh, they're talking about their party.
Yeah,
and Gina's finished her outfit for the party, and she was saying it'd be really great if he would dress up, but I don't think he's gonna...
No.
But she doesn't say what she's going to be. And the funny part was, is she's got this big red one piece.
Uh-huh.
And then she's carrying a wicker basket. And I thought, oh, wicker basket, red outfit. She's going to be a little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Basket had nothing to do with anything to do with her
nope.
costume. I realized later it must have just been like her sewing kit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to put it in the closet. And then a... thing jumps out at her, which, by the way, they did it better in Home Improvement.
Oh yeah,
that one's made me scream. This one, I was like,
this one just pops out of the closet, okay. And you can't even really, like, it doesn't really
yeah.
scare you.
No,
doesn't come close to you.
I don't know why it was different, but it just didn't work. It just
right.
didn't work. Well, I know because it didn't bust through anything. I think that's what freaked me out.
Yeah, it just opened the door and it just.
Because the ones at Home Improvement
out.
Bust through the wall. She opens mm-hmm. the door and it's just like, hi.
Yeah, and there it is.
So she is, and then Cole's like, you can't just be scaring people like that. I scared my mom one time by jumping out and going boo, and she drops her bladder, and I'm like, she's carrying it.
That's what I thought.
I don't
too.
Get it. But then she had
it.
To have surgery. So
yeah, to get it back in.
Whoops. I didn't
yeah.
know I could fall out of there, so that's something to know. Another thing you learn listening to our show. Don't bite your tongue.
Yeah.
Don't drop your bladder. Just keep it in the bladder pouch, wherever you leave it. I don't know.
And apparently Cole is afraid of Ronald McDonald.
And I'm afraid of clowns. Circus clowns, you know, with big old floppy shoes and cheeseburgers in their hand.
That's the thing that scares him.
He's afraid of circus clowns and the McDonald's clowns, so that was kind of weird.
Yeah, but the whole...
this is so funny. When I was scrolling through Facebook while we were watching the series, I almost forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Tonight ad from Amazing Advertising popped up in my Facebook feed as he was saying that, and I was trying not to laugh.
Oh, wow.
Because it was right when he said, when they were holding the cheeseburgers.
Uh-huh. And then you saw Mac Tonight.
That exact time. I'm not even joking.
From Amazing Advertising. Wow, that's a weird show name.
No, it's not. It's a great show. If you haven't seen it, I mean, if you haven't heard it, your life is sad.
Oh, well, thank you. Amazing Advertising is a fun show.
I agree. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I am a fan. I like it.
Yeah, there should be a bunch of new shows now.
Ooh,
yeah, but let's get back to Martin.
Should I listen to them now?
No, we got to talk about Martin. We got to finish this one first.
I gotta tell them about the Martin Halloween. Okay. Okay.
So the whole opening scene is just for them to set up Old Man Ackerman, who.
Now, if Martin was afraid of anything, he wouldn't be living here in this apartment.
That's right. What you talking about, Tommy?
Old Man Ackerman.
You mean Old Man Ackerman? The one who used to chase us with that wooden leg?
Yeah. He was killed in his apartment a few years ago before you moved in.
What? He lived here?
Man, he lived here and died here.
He never told me that when I rented the place.
I don't know why not. I mean, he's such a great selling point. Dishwasher view. Dead man.
Tommy mentions to Martin that he used to live there before Martin moved in and died there as well. So it's kind of just opening up the window of what's about to happen.
So is it a big deal if somebody dies in the place you live?
If you're very superstitious like that, I would say yes. You wouldn't want to be in a room or in the house of where somebody died. Because it's just bad juju, I guess. But I've been in a house where somebody has died. I've lived in a house. And it doesn't bother me. I was there when they died. So it still doesn't bother me. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I had that with my grandparents' house. That was my neighbor's. My grandparents were my neighbors. And my grandma died in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate's husband number 3 died in the bathroom here.
Wow. I guess it's just how they died. I mean, if they had like this horrible death, then
he
maybe
was murdered.
Oh yeah, then maybe people would be more apt to be like, oh, I don't know. But old man Ackerman, apparently he died in Martin's
and
apartment.
And he can't spell his own name. That was funny.
He can't spell his name on the Ouija board.
But that was funny. Oh, we're skipping ahead, but that was funny. I had to say that.
Yeah, so now where do we go now?
Martin goes to work. Mm-hmm. Or he's there and we show up and watch him. Which, have you ever thought about that on a sitcom? We're creepy.
Yeah, we just randomly show up.
We're stalkers.
Yep.
We're stalkers. Okay, so we're stalking Martin at work. And he's writing on a clipboard, which I don't know what you need to write on a clipboard when you do radio show, because no one can see it. Maybe he's writing himself reminder notes.
Yeah, notes.
His coworker came in wearing a skeleton onesie, which I thought was really cute. I can't remember his name.
His name is Sean.
Okay, so Sean comes in. I have no idea what his job is.
He's
but
the
clearly on the
engineer.
Show, it's stupid comic relief.
Yeah, on the show's and comic the... relief, but he's supposed to be the engineer of the radio show. He's the engineer.
The what?
The engineer. So he's the guy making sure that they're actually broadcasting and not just talking to themselves in a room. That's what he does.
He doesn't come off of as intelligent enough to be able to do that, but okay.
Well, later on in the show, you figure out he's the mastermind behind the whole prank, and it was a pretty elaborate prank, so
He's an electronic savant, but yeah. He can't dress himself because they go through that whole stupid joke about, oh, that's a great costume. Costume? Yeah, it's Halloween. I had no idea, or something like. They didn't literally say it like that, but right. That is basically what they were getting at.
Exactly.
I didn't actually. I could tell they were trying to be funny. I really want to know if anyone laughed at that ever.
It's hard to say because it's all just like canned laughter. This whole show, it's all just.
I love the concept of canned laughter. I want canned laughter. I want a can. If you open it, it laughs.
Doesn't
that sound like fun?
If my soundboard was up, I'd be able to do some laughter, but it's not, sadly.
So, this reminds me of a funny story in real life. This is funny.
Okay,
so I work in a mailroom as my day job. I do a lot of other stuff, but primarily I receive packages, I deliver packages, I ship packages. One day we got a tube. It wasn't a big one. It was just like a little tiny tube. I don't know, maybe about the size of a thermos, but it was skinny. And it was addressed to one of the guys upstairs, so I take it to him. And I'm, like, kind of curious what's in it, so I might have dilly-dallied on the way out because I was sort of hoping he would open it while I was there and I could find out what came in a tube, right? Mm-hmm. And he opens it right in front of me like I was hoping he would, and it, swear to goodness, the moment you open it, it has this, like, kind of like space sound, like woo, and then welcome right. to Dealer Vision, and I don't know what that's about, but then a little catalog popped out, something yeah. about Dealer Vision, and I'm like, that's the most brilliant thing ever, and he let me keep it, and it still works, and I swear to goodness, that thing has to be like several years old now, like at least 4 or 5.
Wow.
But it still works. Still every working. Time you open it, it says, welcome to Dealer Vision. I wow. thought that was funny. Now, if I could get something like that and it laughed, that would be even better.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Sorry, that was a cool story for me. Sorry if it wasn't for anyone else, but that right. was fun. I mean, I still have that. It's in my desk drawer.
Nice.
At work. Or I would have played it for you. Man, that would have been even better.
It would have.
Kind of like those peanuts in that thing, but it says welcome to Dealer Vision instead of having snakes pop out.
Yeah, from a
family. So then his boss comes in, which I thought was cool because I can't remember what I'd seen him in like a long time ago because I remember him from other shows.
Right.
But I also know that he plays Earl on Two Broke Girls, which I used to think was funny when it was new, but now I'm kind of tired of it. And I hear it's canceled, so yeah. kind of doesn't matter.
It is canceled, so... What, Two Broke Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a sitcom.
Yeah.
Doesn't really feel like one, but... I liked
it, but like I said, it... I don't know. It quit being funny, I guess. But I like Earl and the horse. Yeah. Back yeah. to the show.
Garrett Morris, so, he's been on a lot of stuff.
His... boss comes in, he insults him. Actually, at the end of that whole spiel, I wasn't certain he knew he was insulting him because he thought his outfit was a costume. So I did have to check with Lyle. I was like, Lyle, did he know that that was not as a costume? And you're like, yeah, he knew. And I'm like, oh, okay, because, you know, it would have been kind of sad if he really didn't know and he was accidentally insulting him. Oh, he was insulting him on purpose. That's mean.
Right, yeah. No, he was insulting him, but he didn't give Martin the chance to make fun of him, really.
Yeah, that was a very odd outfit.
It was like, but that's how he dresses.
Jumpsuit.
In a way.
Tan, mustardy tan jumpsuit, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was his own style. His own style.
My grandpa, he wore jumpsuits. Like, that's all he wore, but they were usually gray or blue.
Like Elvis?
No, because I think Elvis had sequins on his. Grandpa was not into the sequins that I'm aware of.
Right.
Okay.
All right, back to the show.
Then we stop watching Martin at work, and then we sneak back to his apartment to watch him there, because we're stalkers of Martin, apparently. And... They're starting their Halloween party by putting the candy out, and I now know what a goober is because I looked it up on the internet. And here's a tip. Lyle helped a lot. You type in goobers and then candy, otherwise you get somebody from the Andy Griffith show.
Right, well, a goober can mean a lot of different things.
And jelly with peanut butter in the same jar. Apparently that's what that's called. I call that gross.
Right.
Myself. So they do the goober joke, which now I get because I didn't get that it was candy. Oh, I thought it was candy, but it was either way. And then so then they're like, ooh, we're gonna turn out the light because we're scary and we're gonna tell ghost stories. And one of them wound up just being basically a hillbilly joke about a goat.
It was a dark and moonless night in the bayou, in a deserted graveyard behind an old abandoned church. An old preacher stood among the tombstones and he called out to his people, come now! We must face our evil. Our village has been haunted by the walking dead. How many of you here have seen a ghost in the middle of the night? And one by one, all the people started raising their hands up into the night air. And the preacher continued. How many of you have touched a ghost? And a few people, with a dead look in their eyes, started raising up their hands. And somewhere, an owl screeched.
Hey, man, why you gotta be all in my ear, Tom?
And the preacher asked, how many of you have kissed the lips of a ghost? And one man raised his hand up. His eyes were sunken into his head. And his face was half gone. And his breath stank all to be damned. Everybody gasped. And the preacher looked down at the man, and he asked, you actually kissed the lips of a ghost? And the man said, ghost? Oh, I thought you said goat.
Yeah, Thomas.
How did you kiss a goat?
It was pretty creepy, the whole story, until you got to the end, and it just ended up being silly nonsense.
Which was funny. Ish.
Yeah, but that flashlight then, that he has, the one that he's like pointing at his head, I actually used to have one of those flashlights, the little skull lights.
Oh yeah, when I didn't realize it was a flashlight for a while, and then he lit up his face with it, and I'm like, oh, it's a flashlight, that's cute.
Yeah, I wish I still had one of those. I could probably find one on eBay.
Yeah, or the dollar store at Halloween.
Yeah, maybe, I have to check.
Walmart, go there. But, yeah. Halloween store, done.
Done.
Amazon, done.
Done. You know, they even had that on. They had that same style flashlight on an episode of Home Improvement. I think it was the first Halloween episode that they did, season two.
Did you say the first?
Yeah, the first one that Home Improvement did had that same flashlight. It was season two. I think it was called the Horror at the Taylor House or something like that. Something close to like that. But we're not talking about Home Improvement.
I found a jack-o'-lantern face flashlight. Does that count?
No, it's got to be a skull. Just like the one they had. Just like my childhood one.
Skull but, face flashlight.
Oh, did it
Maybe
come
I
up?
Maybe I should take face out. Skull flashlight. I'm not sure what that is, but that's not what that is.
All right.
I'm not sure what a lot of... I give up. That's weird.
We'll deal with it when...
Earrings. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not very good at this.
Yeah.
So either way... Later. His story ends with a joke, and then Gina goes to tell a story. By the way, she is not Little Red Riding Hood. She's a devil.
Devil.
Which, you know, I do like having a tail. I like the idea of a tail. So the fact that she's got a tail was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then, so she starts telling a story, but then everybody's interrupting her story.
Right.
Which, I think they thought it was funny, but honestly, that kind of stuff annoys me, unless they're actually funny, and they weren't a lot in this episode. Did I mention that random stuff that popped up on my Facebook might have been funnier than this episode?
Well, this episode wasn't that bad.
It wasn't very good. Like, I imagine that they must have done really good in the rest of the episodes of this season, because I'd be surprised that they got renewed if this was the best part. And usually, honestly, I think the not just the Halloween, honestly, I feel like the holiday episodes, most sitcoms, most shows are the funnest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think one of my favorite episodes of a sitcom that's at Christmas was The Big Bang Theory.
Right.
And that was because it was a Christmas episode. You just do specialer stuff at the holidays. I don't know, specialer. You like that, right?
Right. Well, this was only the first season, so I don't think they fully knew exactly, you know, what they were doing. But this show...
Funny they were yet.
Yeah, this episode, it was mostly just set up. It's all set up for the whole big reveal, which we're pretty much there, that they start... After they don't let Gina do their show... They decide to do a seance because the door knocks and Martin goes to open the door.
Yeah, there was a knock on the door, but there was nobody there.
Nope, nothing but smoke.
And
then
he blamed the wind, and I'm like, you're in an apartment.
Yeah, they're in an apartment, and there's smoke, and there was wind. Which, I don't know, I have been in some apartments where the outside door is actually outside.
I've always gotten the impression that they weren't on the first floor, though.
Yeah. They're inside an actual building because you could see the building in the opening shots when you know that they're going to be inside Martin's apartment. So we know they're actually inside a building. So who knows how fog got in there and who knows what wind was blowing. But there was nobody there, no trick-or-treaters. So that's when they decide to do a seance because they think it's Old Man Ackerman.
Who can't put the K in his name.
Right.
So a vase flies across the room and smashes, and then that's, I think, is that the start of the seance or partway through the seance? I forget
now. It's partway through the seance.
Exact order.
Because they start doing the seance now, and then stuff starts flying off the shelves.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The cabinet doors open and close by themselves. The lights go on and off.
And his plates start flying out. I was like, oh, no, not his plates.
Breaking everything.
You gotta eat off of those.
Yeah. They're breaking everything. And Pam, for whatever reason, is holding the seance, which I don't think she knows what she's doing because they're using a Ouija board. And she's just coming up with all these occult words. It was weird.
Not even all that really good occult words, honestly.
Hey, you guys, let's try and reach him.
Who?
Old Man Ackerman, come on, we're gonna have a seance.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we are. Everybody just put your hand on the board. Martin, come on, put your hand on the board. Come on.
No.
All right, forget you then. Come on, give me a board. Okay, now everybody repeat after me, okay? Conda strata mantos.
Conda strata
mantos. Nosferatus.
Nosferatus.
Conda mantos conda.
Conda mantos conda.
What is she speaking, man? Mexican?
Cone. They're occult words.
Look, we shouldn't be messing with this occult.
Oh, Tommy's a sway. Keep your hand on the boy.
Wait a minute. I feel something. You're trying to get through. We welcome you. Come back. Conda mantos conda Nosferatus.
I'm sorry, babe. She got Tourette syndrome.
So
yeah,
then
but it was
they.
Just a joke.
I mean, words is the movie they saw. He should have. That should have been a kind of a key point that was shenanigans. But whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was this before Evil Dead? Like they could have thrown some of that in there at least. Or is there a copyright?
I don't know.
Either way, so they finish the seance, and then stuff starts happening. Like, Tommy is possessed.
Yeah,
which, again, like I said, was why I felt bad for him, because he had to have his tongue out forever.
Yeah, he was possessed.
And then...
Pam! What? You all right?
Yeah, Tommy? Tommy!
Tommy! Tommy, what's the matter with you, man? Tommy! Problems.
He's possessed!
All right, that's it, Tommy. Knock it off. I said knock it off, as I'm going to ask you to leave my house.
I am not Tommy!
And then, the coat rack and then some other thingy was dancing up and down next to Cole and freaking him out. Yeah. And then Cole started acting like there was a ghost punching and choking him, and then he passed out on the couch, and Martin was like punching the thin air and punching over the top of him, which I thought was really sweet, because even though he can't see the ghost, the ghost is kind of dangerous.
Yeah, Martin's still
there trying to save his friend.
You can see that Martin's falling for the joke, because he's way into it. He thinks something's really happening.
Yeah. And then the ghost says that he's after Martin, so they're all like, you can have him, we're scared. Right. And then the lights go out, and they're all gone, except for Tommy's still there, possessed.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was his reason for the closet? He was going to go get his bat?
I don't know. He was just going to go to his closet.
I think he was going to get his bat. I remember him saying something about getting his bat and he'd protect everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to the closet, and then he's like ignoring the thingy that he used to scare Gina, because he knows that's fine. That's mm-hmm. nothing. But then its arms reach up and grab him and start walking around. I'm like, huh. At some point, I'm actually starting to think when the thingy, what would you call it? Like his little monster bit up thing starts coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his dummy starts coming after him. And then Tommy gets up and they're kind of closing in on him. And he starts thrashing around on the couch. I figured he was just going to wake up from taking a nap and having a bad dream.
Yeah.
But then it winds up being that they were playing a joke on him to see, hey, look, you're scared. So you get scared. And then that was their lesson.
Yeah, that Martin gets scared.
See, and I think our lesson was better for our listeners. Don't bite your tongue.
Yeah, don't bite your tongue. But that's pretty much it. I mean, once it's revealed to Martin, he gets mad and kicks everyone out.
But he kind of kicks everyone out a lot. I remember that a lot about the show.
And like every episode, he kicks them out.
Yeah, basically. This is like only episode 10, and already Gina figured out they were going to get kicked out of his apartment.
Yeah. So they all get kicked out.
Oh, and what was the part that scared you?
The part that scared me.
When you were younger?
So he kicks everyone out, and he starts, like, kissing Gina. They lay down on the couch, and he says something about turning off the lights. And then in the background, you can see a ghostly figure of Old Man Ackerman, who has, like, this maniacal look on his face. And he slowly is walking towards the door. And then he turns it off, and they scream. The end.
She's pretty clever, huh, Jenna?
I love you. I love you. You love me?
Yeah, I love you. I love you. You got me good, babe. I had it coming, huh?
Yeah, you kind of did. You know, had it coming. Girl.
Huh?
You feel something?
No, but I'm getting ready to.
Oh.
You little red devil. You go, girl.
How'd you turn off the lights then?
That freaked me out. Why? Probably because ghosts freaked me out back then. Not really anymore, but
yeah,
it scared me big time.
I'm afraid of bees.
Who
and
bee
like things.
Yeah, crazy bees.
Or bee like things. Like, I call everything that has a stingy option and flies and buzzes, I call all of that bees.
Yeah, bees.
So not a fly, but, you know, like a wasp, same thing to me, because you know why?
Hmm.
I ain't getting close enough to figure out which one it is. I'm just running away and screaming. Screaming and running. Yeah. Running, screaming, and then holding my breath.
Yeah, April is afraid of bees.
And bee-like things.
So that's pretty much the episode. What'd you think? You thought it was boring, right?
Yeah. I mean, there were parts where I laughed, but not as much as Home Improvement or Family Matters. Like, Family Matters, I laughed quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was supposed to be funny.
Home Improvement was even funnier.
This whole episode was nothing but setup. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. Just setup, and then you got to the end, and then it wasn't even that much of a satisfying ending. But that's how it was. I mean,
I wonder if it was just too, it was like the sitcom formula that we've seen for a long time now. Maybe when they first did this was fresh and it was like, ooh, what are they doing? They got him. And that was new then, but not anymore. 'Cause we've watched a lot of sitcoms since this first came out.
Right.
Maybe?
Who knows? But, yeah, I guess since that's pretty much it on Martin, so that's going to do it for this episode. So
yeah.
If you'd like to send any comments or anything like that, go ahead and send me an email at thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. The Facebook page is up and running, so you can go ahead and go like facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. And yeah, that's going to do it for this sitcom episode. I think we're going to have a couple more coming out, maybe one more of this same type style, maybe with April. Who knows? What do you think, April?
I think it's a pretty good chance.
Mm-hmm, me too. Okay, so we're going to close it out, and thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.